The last few days, I've been doing the daily awareness and just aware of my movement, moment by moment. But then, when I'm not aware at the moment, the thoughts comes in, you know, like the stirring and all that. And then I will indulge in it, you know, indulge in it. And then when I back to my awareness, then it also gave me some reflection of what Brother Teo's teaching, reflecting. That is where the, when the thoughts arises, reflecting the first and second over part, you know, the stirring, the thoughts and all that, and the cause of it is because we're not aware. Once started aware, then, you know, that thoughts is no more there. So I think the maintaining the awareness, and that it also helped me to reflect and understand people. So very thankful for giving us this gift of awareness. Thank you.
Yes, this is just the beginning, and he is trying to do that. But I can tell you, even though he try, he think he is aware, he is not aware. He only remind himself through the thought that I must be aware, I must be aware. Because most of the time, you cannot stay aware. Your split second is gone, split second. Last time even I did the Anapanasati, everything, then I went into daily mindfulness with a free mind. I realized I hardly can maintain 5 minutes of awareness a day. Because this very fast, gone. To stay aware, silent is not easy. But what he experienced is good. Where he listened, then he tried. How he tried? He used the thought to try. At least that is better. You remind yourself to be aware. So that thought that remind him to be aware, make him realize through recollection that he think, understand not? He do all this movement. It's okay. Initially, you have to try that. That's why I say determined to be aware. Means every time the awareness is gone, bring it back. Like Anapanasati. Every time you are not with the mindfulness of the in and out, bring it back. Initially, when you do Anapanasati, you know whatever? Split second is gone. Split second is gone. You hardly stay here. Understand? Then by the time you train until you are quite good, and then that rhythm settle in. Understand? So you all who are new, like being in young, you need to let it settle down. Well, the mindfulness will only come when you continue to train. Do the bowing, do the walking, everything aware. Don't try to think and read the thought and all. Don't try to say, oh, I aware this, I aware. Forget about it. Your mindfulness not developed. All these are still thought, understand? Still thought. So at least because of the question, you all get to learn more, then Beng Lim also can learn. That's why this training is not what you think, not so easy. Of course, the theory is important. There are people who have already developed the awareness. So when I explain like that, it's very easy to understand. Then even for Sui, he may not have stabilized, but he has her past and her intellectual understanding. So all this, she can know. She can have an idea. But the moment her awareness develops, she will progress very fast and transform very fast.
I'm reminded of the initial mistakes I made, so maybe this could help. So the first retreat I came when I tried to do walking meditation, I was also using a lot of the thought without realizing it. Now looking back, I wasn't aware that I did not relinquish control of the brain. I needed to relinquish all sense of security I had by using the brain, because now I realize the brain doesn't use our senses efficiently. When it uses
that is a very important understanding. The brain doesn't use your senses efficiently. You actually use the thought more than the senses. When you are fully aware with the senses without thought, there is sensitivity, there is clarity, there is this ability to understand. The thought accumulate knowledge, understand or not? That's why the Mahayana know, Ku Chi, understand or not? Suffering, the cause is accumulation. When you go here and accumulate, that's why my last teacher said, this is hell. Now you understand? Because we also know, you don't use your senses efficiently. When you are without thought, you are very, very aware and you are sensitive. When you want to listen something at night, let's say you don't know what happened, you think got people break into your house, or you think got animal or whatever, what you do? You silent completely, then you focus on the hearing. And that is using your senses with the awareness. You shut out all the other ones, the brain don't come in. Then you maintain attentiveness. Attentiveness is awareness. Before the real awareness comes, when you are attentive, the moment you are attentive, you are actually aware. Without thought, when I pay attention, I don't think, isn't it? True or not? Then I can listen, isn't it? True or not?
Yes.
Ah, continue. Very good.
To illustrate further, when we use the heart, when the pure awareness uses the senses, it picks up a lot of intangible cues that we are not consciously aware of with the mundane mind.
Mm.
When we use the brain to see, the eye only see what it wants to
see. Ah, correct. The image and the words, the concept, the labeling. You don't really aware of what that thing is without word. That's why no direct seeing. No direct seeing means you only create all the memory of the thing that you want to perceive. Means you see things not as they are. You see things here and all the other side according to what your memory tells you. No? Understand? No? Your conditioning, your belief system. So this is the one that create the delusion. Before you become enlightened, all your views, opinion, all klankabut, understand not? Don't have wisdom. So how can this one act? Understand? So from here, you see the world, then from here, you act. That's why you are just the panda of memory with its views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system acting. Understand? You are like a deluded robot, understand? Without proper like IT, without proper programming, understand? From here let go, from here let go. Don't have ROM, don't have RAM, because of the conditioning, belief system, tradition, everything, hamtam only. That is why it's heedless living, continuously, very good.
Now I don't trust my brain to interpret the sense data anymore. I use the heart. So the difference in walking that I felt when I initially got a glimpse of awareness and comparing to how I walked previously was that instead of thinking, am I walking the right direction or I have to get ready to turn, instead of all those going on, I felt like a pendulum. My weight shifting forward, backward, left leg, right. But I didn't say all this. It's like, ooh, I do this when I walk. You know, I started to see my body did a lot of other things that I wasn't aware of. How I actually balance myself.
Sadhu. Very good. Sadhu.